Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and the political world is completely abuzz today with news of the arrest of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich on federal charges, including solicitation of bribery for the awarding of the vacant Senate seat once held by President-elect Barack Obama. Blagojevich also charged with trying to extort the Chicago Tribune and that he demanded that editorial writers be fired after they called for his impeachment for an additional corruption investigation that had been going on for a number of years. Today, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald unveiled the charges in Illinois.
Governor Blagojevich has been arrested in the middle of what we can only describe as a political corruption crime spree. We acted to stop that crime spree. The most appalling conduct Governor Blagojevich engaged in, according to the complaint filed today or unsealed today, is that he attempted to sell the Senate seat. The Senate seat he had the sole right to replace President-elect Obama.
Fitzgerald went on to say that Governor Blagojevich was apparently under the impression he was going to get campaign money for the seat or other monetary favors by determining who would get to serve out the rest of Obama's term.
What I should also talk about is that in another event, somebody else approached the governor, and the governor's understanding of this approach was that in exchange for an appointment to the Senate seat, he would receive campaign contributions. And the government's view of what was told to him through intermediaries was that, quote, we were approached pay to play. That, you know, he raised me $500,000, then the other guy would raise $1 million if I made him senator, close quote.
The allegations against Blagojevich are bolstered by the fact that his phone has been tapped and there are massive volumes of transcripts that incriminate Blagojevich, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. It seems as though he was trying to solicit high-paying jobs for himself or his wife in exchange for awarding of the seat, and apparently if he wasn't going to get what he wanted, he would appoint himself the senator for the remaining 2 years of the Obama term. Fitzgerald went on to explain in Blagojevich's own words how excited he was about the prospect of making some cash off of Obama's victory and vacant Senate seat.
I've got this thing, and it's bleeping golden. And I'm just not giving it up for bleeping nothing. I'm not going to do it, and I can always use it. I can parachute me there, quote.
Blagojevich and his chief of staff have been arrested on these charges. At the state capitol in Springfield, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn wants Blagojevich to step aside at least temporarily until this is all sorted out.
He knows what he needs to do for the people. And I think all of us should appeal to the governor as citizens to do what is appropriate for the people of Illinois right now today.
For his part, President-elect Barack Obama says he's had no contact with Rod Blagojevich about any sort of pay-to-play system for the open Senate seat.
I had no contact with the governor or his office, and so I was not aware of what was happening. And as I said, it's a sad day for Illinois. Beyond that, I don't think it's appropriate to comment.
On to the status of the proposed $15 billion auto industry bailout, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he thinks it's close to being done. He says lawmakers need to help stabilize the industry.
The issue before us is what can we do to stabilize an industry that has direct impact upon 2.5 million jobs in this country.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, though, says taxpayers clearly don't like this plan.
In short, this proposal is deeply flawed because it fails to assure taxpayers, who rightly expect us to be good stewards of their hard-earned money, that they'll not be asked to shell out billions more in a few years or even a few months from now.
But Congressman Barney Frank, head of the House Financial Services Committee, says not doing something urgently will mean dire consequences.
For most of us, this question is how to do it, not whether, because this economy, which is already in trouble, would take a staggering hit if you had this kind of collapse.
But Republican Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn says there's not one instance in American history where a business was better because of government micromanagement.
Tell me the last time you saw government come in and micromanage an industry and that industry become more productive and healthier. And you don't have a track record that you can point to and say, well, there's an industry. Here is a great example of that.
Also today on Wall Street, the Dow losing 243 points to close at 86.91, the S&P 500 off 21 to finish at 889, the NASDAQ fell 24 points to 1547. In Iowa Tuesday, justices of the state Supreme Court hearing arguments on an appeal of a lower court decision that overturned the state's Defense of Marriage Act. But Assistant Polk County Attorney Roger Kuhl says the people want the definition of marriage to stay the way it's always been.
We're asking the court to reverse the district court which has entered a ruling changing the definition of marriage as it existed for probably 4,000 years.
However, those in favor of changing the definition say that it's unconstitutional to forbid same-sex couples from being married. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get the latest consumer optimism numbers from Investors Business Daily. We'll talk with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel about that very same argument about the definition of marriage in Iowa. But when we come back, the legal challenges facing Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Stay with us.